scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
And a beautiful, joyous, merry Arizona Christmas to you all. It is Saturday morning. It's Rosie on the House. We are broadcasting live from the town of Prescott, Arizona's official Christmas city. The parade starts at 1 o'clock. It'll be going all around downtown. And then the Christmas tree lighting. It has grown from what used to be 40 trees in the town square that they would string up with lights. There's 170 trees total, and they're now lighting over 100 of those trees. I don't know if they'll ever get all the way to every single tree, but it's a spectacular presentation. They gather on the north side on the stairs. They have a choir, and they sing some hymns, and they have the reading of the story of Jesus, and then they do a countdown, and boom. And like you said, Mr. Rupert, we will probably be under a little snow falling at that time.
And I'm fortunate to live here, and it's my favorite time to come down to the square is at nighttime during this time of year, because it's always lit up. It is the most beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's highly recommend people get up here this season and see it.
And the streets are closed off, so you don't have to worry about a whole lot of traffic. You just have to worry about maybe slipping on a little snow on the ice on the concrete. But then you get on the square and on the grass, it's fine.
But yeah, the whole rest of the holiday season, though, it's all lit up, and it's just...
They keep that lit every night through almost the end of January, don't they?
I'm not sure if it's that long.
Mayor Kirkendall will be here in a little bit, so we'll ask him.
Yeah.
So, but we're in the landscape and garden. If you'd like to join the conversation, we have Jim Roop of Monrovia here with us in Prescott, and John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery in Phoenix, online at 1-888-767-4348. Let's talk winter coloring.
Winter color, yeah. We still actually have some color up here in the winter. There's things you can plant, or you can plant them in the fall, and you'll have color through the winter, and it's still not too late to plant these. I was talking to Ken at Waters, and he said he's got in a fresh batch of some pansies and ornamental kale the other day, and that's our two primary plant annuals that we plant up here for the fall and winter season are pansies and ornamental kale. And pansies are amazing. They give you color all winter long, but when it gets really cold, they kind of actually look like they're dead, and then it's amazing a couple days later when we get back to our normal winter warmer temperatures, they all just spring back to life, and it's like they were never frozen. It's just amazing how they react to the cold and survive it. But yeah, highly recommend the pansies, ornamental kale. Another great plant for winter color is the erica, false heather they're called. They come in a white, a pink, and a red, and they're winter bloomers, and they're all budded up now at the nurseries, and will give you color all the way through January, sometimes into February. They're just a little low border plant. Now, they're a perennial, so they'll live year after year, whereas the pansies and the kale, they're just annuals. And then hollies and cotoneasters, if you're looking for bright berries to brighten up your winter landscape, those are great plants right now also, as the hollies and the cotoneasters have a lot of good berries on them.
And driving down off of the rim, we get down into the lower desert regions. Mr. Harper, what are some good color for the desert dwellers?
Well, you know, pansies as well here. You don't have to worry about, you know, the last couple mornings, and we probably should talk a little bit about frost protection, because you know you don't worry about that in northern Arizona because you guys plant things that will tolerate the cold, but we plant a lot of things down here that are somewhat tropical and don't tolerate,
more designed for tolerating the heat,
right? We're more concerned about getting things through the summer as opposed to maybe quite through the cold temperatures. And everybody remembers the last winter and a couple winters before that how hard it froze. Now we haven't had anything like that the last few days, but if you are planting things like geraniums, lobelia, even petunias, you probably want to cover your tender annuals. If you're still trying to get basil and tomatoes and peppers, a lot of people like to try and get those through the winter. Those will require some protection in the next few nights. Especially, it looks like probably Monday night, Tuesday morning is going to be the coldest of everything we've had yet so far. So it's best to use a frost blanket or frost cloth material, breathable fabrics. Don't use plastics. Don't use real heavy, dark things. The nice thing about these frost cloth materials is you can just put them on today and leave them on till Tuesday or Wednesday, and they'll be fine. So covering and protecting for frost. Now, pansies, you don't have to do that here. And that's what's kind of nice about those is the colder it gets here, the better they look. As Jim said up there, they just bounce right back. Well, they almost prefer the kind of weather we're having right now as to the warmer fall and spring temperatures. So if you're looking to spruce things up a little bit, kick a few pansies in and around, and that'll give you a lot of winter color. We're going to have the emus, especially the red emu or burgundy emu, will start blooming here in another month or so. That's a great winter color for a low water use plant. You know, a lot of our low water use plants are more summer bloomers, so folks ought to think about sprinkling in a few things that bloom in the wintertime, like the red emu, like Mexican honeysuckle, Cape honeysuckle, those that are going to bloom through the fall and winter months to give them a little. The yellow bird of paradise, the Mexicana, is a great bloomer. It makes a large shrub or a small tree. So those things will give you a lot of color as opposed to just sometimes it gets a little blah with the Texas sages. And, you know, if the lantanas and bougainvilleas freeze back and you don't have a lot of color, you want to have something that blooms through the winter months. Those are great options for you.
And we have, you know, you have some additional input?
Yeah, when you're talking about other winter color, you know, up here now is the time to start thinking about, we get into January and February, your forsythia and your quince are going to start blooming up here. So start looking for those in the nurseries in January, because those are our earliest blooming deciduous shrubs we have. We're going to be the forsythia with the bright yellow colors, and there's some great new varieties out now. Same with the quince. There's some double flower quince that almost look like camellia flowers. So from you transplant from California, you can't have a camellia. Well, you can have a quince that has a flower that looks like a camellia. So look for those in the garden centers in January. It's a good time to get them. And they'll give you, like I say, good early winter color. So brighten up your yard.
What's the purple bloom in Prescott that comes in the spring?
Probably the lilacs you're talking about?
I don't know, but I just know I love driving through here about March, April, and it's all the purple blooms. It's just incredible, especially like the Mount Vernon and the older area. That's just gorgeous.
That's the lilacs, and there's a lot of different varieties and different colors of them, and, that's our those are beautiful and very fragrant, too. If you're walking down the sidewalks and they're blooming, and, they're lovely.
Well, I understand we have some calls, so let's see how we can help our Arizona homeowners this morning who got in by dialing 1-888-767-4348. There may be a line open for you if you try it. Mr. Harper, where are we going?
We're going to Tucson. We're gonna talk to Scott about Tucson, and it looks like a pistachio. Morning,
Scott. Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. I have my front yard. I'm in the process of taking everything out that's there now, and I'm going to kind of start over. And I have a south-facing front yard. And I was driving through a neighborhood, a very well-maintained, mature neighborhood here in town, and they have a lot of beautiful trees, and they were all pruned up real nice and real full. And I drove by one that just stood out from the crowd, and I had to stop and ask the homeowner what it was, and he said it was a non-fruit-producing pistachio.
Right,
and I've never seen one before, at least not down here. And I just thought I fell in love with it so much that I want to put one in my yard. And I want to know if that's maybe a good idea and what would be the best time of the year to plant that.
It's a great tree. It's becoming more popular all the time. It's one of the few trees down in southern Arizona, Phoenix, Tucson in the south, that will give us more than just a little yellow. They get some orange and red coloring to them. It's Chinese pistachio. There are a couple different varieties. The cultivar Red Push has become perhaps the most popular. Extremely heat tolerant, extremely cold tolerant. They are deciduous. They lose their leaves in the winter, which is why they get that beautiful, vibrant, orangey red color this time of year. Gets to be a pretty good size tree, but it's just a great tree. I think they're going to They are catching on, and they're going to continue to get more popular. The only probably downside to them is they can just be a little bit slow. But sometimes that's not all bad. Some of our very fast-growing trees have problems because they're almost too fast-growing. So
almost too temperamental. Yeah.
Well, not temperamental. They just grow too fast. They maybe break. They have problems with breaking, different things. So good, sturdy, hardy tree, Chinese pistachio.
Chinese pistachio. Okay, that's great. It. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I'm sorry. And what would be the best time of year for me to put that in the ground?
Well, that's a great time to plant them. I mean, they're gonna lose their leaves or go dormant, but fall and winter, for especially deciduous tree planting, is perhaps the best time of the year. So if you're in the mood, I'd get it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And the Arizona Pistachio Growers, you know, Bernie's plants right down there in Marana. And if you want to talk about local, I don't think you get any more local than
except you can't go Pistachio. Don't think that he can go to Bernie's and buy them. He needs to go to
Bernie's website.
Well, or go to a retailer in, you know, a garden center in Tucson, like Harlow's or Mesquite Valley or Rito. Somebody that would be able to sell him one, because Bernie's strictly, I think, wholesale. So
he is, and I do believe his website has a listing of local retailers.
Oh, okay,
but,
great.
Really a nice guy. I've enjoyed visiting with him at a couple events. He was there Thursday night when you were inducted as the president to the Arizona Nursery Association, and they also do a number of fruiting pistachio, but their chill hours aren't the best for the desert. You need you need the higher desert, Tucson, Oracle.
Wilcox. Yeah, that's right.
They've put in a big pistachio orchard down there in Wilcox past Appalachians that probably is just now starting, because those take, I don't know, like 6 or 7 years in the ground before you even start getting harvest out of them.
Most nut trees take quite a while. They live a long time, but they take a while to get any production.
And pistachios are not self-pollinating. You need a male and a female, if I understand it correctly.
That is true. You can get by with a male to several females. In fact, one of the old tricks that we use with that is to plant the male and a couple of females in the same hole. If you don't have a lot of room, maybe you don't have room for 3 or 4 trees, you can actually plant them in a common hole. And we do that with other fruit trees. It's really the best way to have a multi-variety tree, as opposed to the multi-grafted or budded cocktail trees, is really to plant a clump or a cluster of a couple, 3 trees in the same hole. You can control your varieties, you can plant what you want to plant, and you get actually a whole tree of that particular fruit, as opposed to one little limb of a particular variety. So you can do the same thing with pistache. You can put a male with a couple of females right in the same hole.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. We're in the garden for one more segment, joined with Monrovia rep Jim Roop, and as well as John Harper of Harper's Nursery. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. 1-888-767-4348.